It's the After Show.
Hey.
We were totally out of sync
there. That was awful.
Who cares? Do we care anymore?
Well, Deborah and I were in sync. I don't know what happened to you.
So, Deborah, yes. You know, it's funny. You have we've been talking on the show this morning about my evil twin, my dog's evil twin.
Yes.
Who apparently is alive and well. So, and what's going on with your pup?
Well, so, you know, the as people have been coming back into my office after the pandemic, they've started, I have new employees and a lot of them are young, and they've seen the photos of Penny and Skye, and they've seen old photos of them from the office, but, you know, I haven't been bringing them in because, you know, Madison's been working from home, you know, people have been home, so I have, but then basically demands got tough, and so, like, I started bringing them into the office this week. And the thing is, they don't know how to behave anymore. Specifically, they are dogs. They fully embrace the when you see something, say something ideology.
Oh, yeah.
And my building has new management. And so what I don't want are people complaining to the new management who then institute a no dog policy. Because when everybody finally goes back to work at my house for real, they're going to be alone all day. So I'm going to want to be able to bring them into the office. And, you know, what they saw this week was people all the time. When anybody would move in any of the rooms, it'd be like, hey, somebody's moving. Let's go talk about it really loudly. And so this was not good. And they refused to listen. Even though I lectured at them before we went there to say, you got to be quiet if we're not, if we're going to be able to do it. They didn't pay any attention. And so... in the middle of the day, on the first day, I went on Amazon and I bought one of those sort of devices where you click it, you press down the button, and the dogs hear something really, really high pitched that you can't hear.
That they don't like?
That they don't like. Right.
Okay.
So now you have to basically wear it all the time around your wrist so that whenever they start to bark, they hear
You're
it.
You're training them, yeah.
So it's a kind of training process. So I'm gonna start that. And the rest of my family thinks I'm completely cruel. They are worse suckers than I am. I'm total sucker for the dog, right? But
it's just a high pitched noise.
It's just except my family is just composed of softies here. But we are, you know, some people are a G-O-D centered household. We are a D-O-G centered household. And so we kind of worship the dog. So there's that.
Mine are doing that lately too, though. Like my mom or anybody else walks through the door, people that just maybe went out and took out the trash, they come back in, they're barking.
Right.
It's like, stop it. Like one starts, the other one starts because you have two, right? They feed off each other. It's so annoying.
And it's true. And so, like, you know, they'd be like, Claire got up from her desk.
Yeah.
Or Mindy's making coffee.
Right. Somebody is moving.
So this thing, where do you get this thing? Because I might need it.
Okay. So, well, it's on Amazon. So you just Google dog. I don't know what I Googled.
Just send him the link. You know what? Just buy it for him, Deborah.
Just bring it over. Yes.
Okay.
Just buy it and bring it to my house.
Okay. Bring it over. Bring it in. Whatever.
Okay.
All right. So are you guys ready for an overly complicated formula to tell you how much candy you need for Halloween?
Oh, is it math?
Well, it is. It is math. It's from Popular Mechanics.
Deborah's
actually,
all in.
Popular Mechanics did a story, and they came up with an overly complicated formula that tells you if you bought enough Halloween candy. The formula is T times K times G plus D times F times S divided by 75.
Got it.
Here we go. All right. So this should be easy enough. T stands for the amount of time and hours that you plan to hand out candy. K is the estimated number of kids per hour that you expect to show up. G stands for a generosity factor, how many pieces you're going to give each kid. D is the number of days you'll have it in your house before Halloween. That's the factor in all the candy that you're going to eat.
Right.
F is the number of family members in your home because they're going to eat some too.
Oh, they're totally going to.
S stands for the sneakiness level, or the number of pieces your family will eat each day, then divide it all by 75, which is the average number of the fun-sized candy bars in a bag. So it's very simple. So here's an example. 3 hours times 70 kids an hour times 3 pieces of candy per kid equals 630 pieces of candy, but we got 3 days until Halloween. So take these 3 days times, let's say, 4 people in your household times 2 pieces of candy per person a day equals 24. Add that first number that you actually need, which is 654 pieces of candy, then divide it by 75, and you're going to need about 9 bags of candy to get through Halloween. But that's not enough because they add one more wrinkle. If there's rain in the forecast, divide that number by 1.5 because you'll need about a third less candy. So you got that all? Can you repeat it to me?
Nope.
No, but it makes sense, Tony. It actually makes sense.
Of course, to you it makes sense. But it is, and I love the fact that Popular Mechanics did the whole thing.
Right.
Yep.
So, anyhow, Halloween is going to be a nice weekend. Well, it's not going to be a good weekend weather-wise, but it should be okay. And one more quick little thing before we run, which is this next time you see a commercial for an Apple iPhone, an iPod, or a Mac computer,
yeah,
it'll show the time as 9:41 a.m. in all the ads.
Really?
They picked that time because that's approximately when Steve Jobs would make his biggest announcements during their presentations. Isn't that interesting?
9:41.
Okay. Huh. Yeah.
That is interesting.
Well, that's interesting.
Why not?
So, yeah. I used to look at clocks and ads and things like that, and they were always at 8:20. I heard a story, which I don't know if I believe, that was the time that Abraham Lincoln was shot.
Oh.
So that's, yeah. You know, so for many
They
many
should
many
be year, at 11:11.
You're right.
What? Oh.
11-11.
Is it 11-11 or 1-11?
It's 11-11, I think.
Is it 11?
Make a wish.
Okay.
I thought it was 11-11.
Okay, it could be. I don't know.
Some people want it to be 4:20, I'm sure.
Yes. well, we have a saying in my house. It's Friday somewhere.
Yep.
That's how we live. All right. That's the after show. Catch you on the radio. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.